שלום, אנחנו נמצאים בשיעור הכנה.
Hello, we are in preparation lesson for the Worldwide Kabbalah Congress in Italy, Uniting Babylon in Arvut. We're going to be reading excerpts from lesson number 1 on the topic of melting the hearts into a single heart. You can send us questions and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
So actually the question should be, first of all, before the Congress, what do we want to attain? If everything is attained through connection, and the success of the connection depends first on how everyone are distant to one another, and secondly, the extent to which they understand that only by connecting between those disparate parts they can attain sufficient force for the Creator to be revealed and to start to connect us together. So it's clear to us that in a Congress like the European one, we have the best possible conditions that can be in order to implement the connection, meaning the revelation of the Creator in this world, which is the definition of the purpose of the wisdom of Kabbalah. So the question is as follows. How should we organize, how should we carry out this meeting so that we'll get a connection, not just an external one, but an inner one, of at least the power and quality necessary so that through equivalence of form with Him, the upper force will be revealed? That is my first question. Please, go ahead. What is upon us to do in order to, specifically from the connection of people who are far from one another, distant, we will reach a state where, according to the equivalence of form, the Creator will be revealed? Will succeed.
Rav, it says that they have to be as one man in one heart. So, what should we actually do in order to be as one man in one heart? Rav, it says that all the souls are extended from the soul of Adam Rishon, because after he sinned with the tree of knowledge, his soul was divided into 600,000 souls. And what for Adam Rishon was a single light, called the Garden of Eden, is divided into many parts. My question could be a simple one. What does it mean, 600,000? Why doesn't it say, or 60 ribos, 6 times 10,000? Why doesn't it simply say 600,000? I want to confuse you a little bit and deflect you into, why does it say 6 times 10,000 instead of 600,000?
It's the maximum we can do.
What is the need for the shattering of Adam Rishon? The shattering of the soul. Such a severe act. Rav, in what form does Adam Rishon exist in us? In what form does Adam HaRishon exist in us?
כולנו חלקים מאותה מערכת.
We are all parts of that same system. And apparently there is some concealed feeling in us, in the internality of the internality, some feeling of that connection, some minimal yearning to return to that,
which perhaps is called a point in the heart.
This form is to that we need to connect all of these points together.
It exists as the point in the heart that pushes us, pulls us beyond our
Rav. Meaning, Adam Rishon is the system of the ten sefirot, the hardware, you could say, the system. The wires, steel, it's a system, it exists. But the will to receive enters there in order to receive, perhaps more correctly. And so the system ceased operating. And we need to reactivate it, but all of the connections in the system, they remain. And its function just needs to be compatible with the additional will to receive, which was revealed and caused disconnection between all of those parts, which is called the shattering. Meaning, Adam Rishon is the system, the connection between us, right? Like spiderweb, the ten sefirot of the system. And what we need to do is to activate the system on the condition that we use the will to receive in order to receive in the right way, which is in order to bestow. Is that clear? Ask questions. Well, if it's clear, then it's clear. I'm happy that it is clear. Okay, so this still begs the question. What was the need for the shattering? A little quicker, fellas. Why or...
These parts...
Rav. If... Due to the sin, these parts... detached, disconnected from one another. What do they gain from reconnecting? If, due to the sin, the parts of Adam Rishon separated from one another, what do they gain by reconnecting together?
Rav, each one gains the entire soul, right? Each and every part of the thousands of parts gains the entire soul through us connecting together. And beforehand, it wasn't that way? Before the sin? So, what did he feel before the sin compared to what he feels after the sin? Well, go ahead. Hold, this is what is round.
Love. Why? Does the attainment of the purpose of creation and the Creator depend specifically on the reconnection of these Why does the attainment of the purpose of creation and the attainment of the Creator depend specifically on the integration of the broken parts of the soul of Adam Rishon?
fully search how to work with the friend and
love. Why? It is through the correction of the shattering that the created beings can attain the Creator. Why is it through the correction of the shattering that the created beings can attain the Creator? Why is it through the shattering and its correction that they receive the vessels for the attainment of the Creator? Where without the shattering and without the correction, he is impossible to attain.
And perfect state.
How is it that through the work of correcting all of these parts, bringing them together, we're doing the work of the Creator? How is it that through the work of correction to connect all of the broken parts together, we make the Creator? As it is written, you have made me.
Rav, how do we, through our effort for connection, discover that it is the Creator who is between us as a disturbance, a hindrance? How do we, in our effort to connect, discover that the Creator is between us as a hindrance? Rav, as it says that he himself is in the flood.
The correct request to him.
Rav, how should we relate to the evil inclination as to a stick and kiss it? How should we relate to the evil inclination as to a stick and also kiss it? It's just together we bring him contentment.
Love. How do we together give blessing for the good as we do for the bad? If we say that the bad is also the Creator inverted. So how do we give blessing for the bad as we do for the good? If I'm alone, then I'm certainly complaining. For sure. But if I'm connected to the ten, then it's certain that I'm blessing. Why is that?
If I'm by myself, for sure I complain. Yeah, because I feel bad. If I'm in the ten, then I know that...
Love, you can speak all together if you want. Don't wait.
Excerpt number 2 from Bala Sulam, letter 4, edited. All we lack is to collect those parts that have dropped from the soul of Adam HaRishon and join them into a single desire in which the Creator will be revealed permanently. Again, all we lack is to collect those parts that have dropped from the soul of Adam HaRishon and join them into a single desire in which the Creator will be revealed permanently.
These parts, which dropped down from the soul of Adam HaRishon, are now far away from one another. How did they change so as to become far from one another? Separates. What was added to them to make them separate from one another?
בבקשה.
Please.
Attitude.
Rav, how do we turn the distance where the parts separated distance from one another during the shattering into greater connection? And by connecting more in the tzon, in the will, we discover the Creator even more. How? Through the connection of the separate parts which are far from one another, when we induce a connection, we don't put them back into the same connection as before. We, so to speak, reconnect them, but together with the separation and distance that was made between them. So, how, by this correction, we discover the Creator? What's the connection between the measure of the distance, the force of the distance, and the revelation of the Creator? The distance was... the distance separation was made by the increased will to receive, magnified will to receive. And when we skip over it, so to speak, work around it as if it's not there, then by that we discover the Creator. Why is it that by the correction of the will, the Creator is revealed? Please. Relating both the connection and disconnection to one power.
How do we maintain the disconnection or distance between us and the connection that we wish to attain and we actually achieve it as an action that we have to do with faith above reason? How? By keeping the distance and correcting it through connection, we perform an act of faith above reason.
How do we, in practice, work to connect our parts together, meaning each one connects to the other, if we're all different, if everyone is different, how can we connect together? One man, one heart, one desire. How? Please. Love. If we connect not through desires, but rather through intentions, then how should we work together in order to be connected in one intention? Different desires, one intention. How do we accomplish this? Sift from us all of the...
Rav, the purpose of creation is the revelation, the attainment of the Creator, dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. How can we use the greatness of the Creator, elevating the greatness of the Creator in our eyes, in order to connect with a single intention, in order to connect different desires with a single intention? The purpose of creation is adhesion with the Creator. How do we accept the greatness and importance of the Creator so it will help us be aimed towards Him with different desires, from different desires? And well, excerpt number 3 from, based on Rabash, article 8, Rabash, article 9, one should always sell the beams of his house. Each person has a spark of love of others, but the spark cannot ignite the light of love in each one. Hence, if they agree that by uniting they will connect all the sparks together, then a big flame will be formed out of them. Again, each person has a spark of love of others, but the spark cannot ignite the light of love in each one. Hence, if they agree that by uniting they will connect all the sparks together, then a big flame will be formed out of them.
Parts of the body of Adam HaRishon prior to the shattering, they were connected together. The power of the connection, which they had, thanks to the upper light, which created it that way, is called a point. Still, it's a force from above, the force of bestowal from above, which gives those parts the ability to be connected together as 10 spherot, even though they're different, meaning the point in the heart is what they receive from above, from the Creator. Through the shattering, the parts separated from one another, then, through our efforts, we connect them together, and then, to the extent that we bring these parts closer together, in each one there is that point of connection which they had even before the sin of the Tree of Knowledge, from the Creator. Then all these sparks they receive power which is Naranchai times over, or Tarach times over. And then each spark, when they all connect together, they become a great flame, a fire of love, of connection. How do we with the will to receive, the ego which separates us, magnify our sparks, and when they connect, then one great flame is formed. Please.
קטע מספר 4, על פי רבש, מאמר, עשה לך רב וקנה לך...
Exit number 4, by, according to Rabash, make for yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend too. Those people who agreed to unite into a single group, to engage in love of friends, it is because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all of their views, so as to receive the strength of love of others. Those people who agreed to unite understood that there isn't such a great distance between their views, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that. Again, those people who agreed to unite into a single group, to engage in love of friends, it is because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views, so as to receive the strength of love of others. Those people who agreed to unite understood that there isn't such a great distance between their views, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
How does it happen that by amplifying the relations between us, we begin to receive the power of connection, which is called the power of love? How? By the efforts. These efforts, do we receive the force of connection, the power of love? How does it work? That out of my effort, above my will, when I advance and want to come closer internally to the friend, by that I awaken, I invoke the love, the power of love from somewhere. And this is called love will cover all crimes. Please. In a systematic way. Always think of it systematically. Not philosophy. Don't be too sentimental. From the system. How do we see this?
Rav, how does the force of disconnection that disconnects us becomes the force of connection that brings us closer? How does the will to receive become from remoteness, from
pulls it according to the
Rav, why do we have to be specifically in faith above reason, where there is a force that distances us? That's our reason. We know it. We feel it. It's in our nature. And above it, we have to build by what's called faith, by bestowal, the force of connection. And then, why precisely when we maintain reason and faith above reason, we come to the intensity of connection?
And what's the question?
Why, by the approach of faith above reason, we come to the intensity of connection?
Makes more efforts and
what does everyone in the group must concede for the sake of connection? What exactly everyone in the group, it's either a connection or
love. How can we depict a state where there is no I in a person, no me? How can we depict a state, a reality, that there is no me in man? That instead of me, there is we. How can we depict that to ourselves and live like that? To exchange one on the other. From me to we. Please.
To give up on it, I perhaps would like to do it, but
Rav, how can we, that same spark we have, that tendency to the goal, to unity with the Creator, by the group and our efforts to connect, How can we turn it into the force of bestowal and to the place to reveal the Creator? Oh, okay, let's let go of it. I guess it's I can't describe it correctly in a brief way. Let's keep reading.
Excerpt number 5.
We've been through, we only read half the lesson of the first lesson. Yeah?
Excerpt number 5. This is from Maor Vashemesh Vayechi. The main purpose of the assembly is for all to be united as one and asking for one purpose, to discover the Creator who is revealed in the 10. When there are more than 10, there is a greater revelation of the Creator. Thus, each one will help his friend to find the Creator and will annul himself before his friend and his friend before him. And when this is the assembly's intention, naturally the Creator draws himself closer to them and dwells with them. Again, the main purpose of the assembly is for all to be united as one and asking for one purpose, to discover the Creator who is revealed in the 10. When there are more than 10, there is a greater revelation of the Creator. Thus, each one will help his friend to find the Creator and will annul himself before his friend and his friend before him. And when this is the assembly's intention, naturally, the Creator draws himself closer to them and dwells with them.
How can we reach a state that we are all in one unity, asking for one purpose, and that that purpose is the Creator? What does it mean to adhere to the Creator? And the main thing is how we raise the importance of the connection to such an extent that each one can let go of himself and integrate entirely in the group until he just disappears there. How can we raise the importance of the connection until each one can just disappear in the group? More than each one's individual ego. How can we raise the importance of connection?
Way and give them an example and ask for strength and
love. How do we build above reason? Right? Those two floors, reason and above reason. How do we build an attitude towards society as my soul? How do we build above reason, attitude towards society as the attitude towards my soul? I have nothing to add, so I have no words.
Moving on to the excerpt number 6. This is according to Noam Elimelech, Likutei Shoshana. One must always pray for his friend as one cannot ask for himself, because the Creator does not answer requests for oneself. But when asking for his friend, the Creator answers quickly. Therefore, if each one asks for his friend, then all of them are answered. This is the force of Arvut, where Arevim, guarantors, means that they each ask for his friend, and by this, they are all answered. Again, one must always pray for his friend as one cannot ask for himself, because the Creator does not answer requests for oneself. But when asking for his friend, the Creator answers quickly. Therefore, if each one asks for his friend, and then all of them are answered. This is the force of Arvut, mutual guarantee, where Arevim, guarantors, means that they each ask for his friend, and by this they are all answered.
Rav, how can we ask from the Creator through the friend? How do I turn to the Creator through the friend?
Rav, are we capable of asking for the friend to replace me? So instead of asking for me, I'm going to ask for him. We can't be above our nature. So how do we shape the request? How do we practically shape the right request so the Creator will answer? Creator, that every time I try,
Rav, how can we in the group convince everybody that connection, the tendency to connect, and the demand to connect is the main thing? How can we in the group convince each one that the tendency to connect, the demand to connect, is our main work? Towards this connection.
Excerpt number 7, based on Rabash, letter 40. Through the wearing out of the hearts, we bring out warmth that causes love. This awakens joy and pleasure, because he discovers his friend's concern for him, and he can no longer care for himself, because he feels pleasure in that place. Again. Through the wearing out of the hearts, we bring out warmth that causes love. This awakens joy and pleasure, because he discovers his friend's concern for him, and he can no longer care for himself, because he feels pleasure in that place.
How can I take a friend out of his self-concern into happiness? How can I take a friend outside of his concern of himself into
before
in practice to the point? Integrate with them.
Rav, how do I practically discover love for the friend, express love for the friend to cancel his self-concern? How do I practically show my love to the friend in order to neutralize his self-concern? In a way that we don't see anyone in the group who is self-concerned. Anyone. That's the goal. Otherwise, we're not in equivalence with the Creator. Go ahead. Builds the environment. In practice, it's best to pray for each other. Rav, how does it happen that in the concern of the group to the friend, we cancel that negative feeling that the Creator instills in him? How? By a specific attitude to the friend, we cancel that negative feeling that the Creator instills in him. Every moment.
Rav, how do we depict a group that is already able to reveal the Creator? How can we depict the group that is already
to
Rav, how can I depict a group in the true way with all the corrupted desires in it? And above that, how can I depict the group, the corrected group, that supposedly exists also, and we implement this degree of faith above the degree called reason? And by this, we bring ourselves to the ability to reveal the Creator in us. Please. How can I constantly hold that attitude towards a group in reason and in above reason, and behave in above reason, and by this prepare the group for revelation of the Creator? Number 8, according to Likutei Halachot, it is impossible to correct the soul of Adam Rishon except through Ovut. When each one becomes responsible for his friend, therefore, in taking on the goal of correcting the soul of Adam HaRishon, we must integrate through Ovut. Integrate together, all is one. And precisely through Ovut, we reach unity. By this, we are incorporated in the Creator's desire, which is the purpose of unity. Again, it is impossible to correct the soul of Adam HaRishon except through Ovut. When each one becomes responsible for his friend, therefore, in taking on the goal of correcting the soul of Adam Rishon, we must integrate through Ovut. Integrate together, all is one. And precisely through Ovut, we reach unity. And by this, we are incorporated in the Creator's desire, which is the purpose of unity.
What does it mean that we are guarantors, that no one can carry out the correction, personal and general group correction, unless it happens by everyone's support? How do we come to the state where everyone is committed to everyone else? And more and more, how to bring it closer.
Rav, obviously, I have no chance to be in such an avut with the others. What request do I have to raise to the Creator to build me in such a way? What request to the Creator do I raise in order to get the force of the Ovut? Ask for them.
Questions. You now heard the first lesson from the Congress. Of course, it's not going to be in the same way, but more or less. What's your impression and what are the questions? Go ahead.
No, Tzvika.
Well, Tzvika.
We talked a lot about above reason. You repeated it a few times. So what do we need faith above reason? What is reason? What is faith?
Were you present in the lesson when we talked about it? No, before.
We talked about it the whole year.
When was it? The Shabbat second part. You weren't there.
I heard it.
No, hearing it is not enough. Hear it a few more times, and then you'll see that faith above reason is a spiritual approach from on our behalf to the spiritual world, to the Creator, to the group, to everything. It can only happen in this view, in this perspective called faith above reason.
What is this faith we're speaking about?
Listen to that lesson a few times, and then we'll talk.
You said to share an impression. I think the first lesson in Europe should be like you just did. You didn't even wait for us to answer or not. You just brought us in this whirlwind that when we were just all frozen, and now we felt what this connection and unity was, that attaining Alvut is the most important thing in life. You did great work, and I really won. I'm waiting for you to do such a thing in a Congress.
I hope, I don't know. There it's still...
The whole 10 felt it here.
Yeah, but you are a group that is advancing together, and...
It's not important. We'll support it from here for it to happen in Europe, because we feel it inside.
All right, let's hope. We will try. We don't have time, guys. Do I answer everyone or not?
About the workshop itself, Maxim from Nuremberg is asking how to renew the intention during a workshop that goes on for a long time.
Renew it all the time. Yes, Gershon.
I have a similar impression to Senka. We felt closeness and...
Okay, great. Thank you. Good. Gil.
Also, to continue Senka, it was very clear that for Europe we don't have to speak about differences or how to connect to Europe, but to get into this work of the connection between us, and that'll connect. To rise above, bring that point of unity and uniqueness of the soul of whoever's here. And from that, it'll...
Okay, yes, Amit.
There's one way you make the workshop is that we chew a question for a long time, or like this, that we just run for it. I don't know how you choose what to do, but the main thing is to mix the two, because it shocks you in different ways.
Yes, who was there? Yes, Yochai.
Good morning, Rav. I don't know what they're talking about.
As usual, so patient.
No, I'm trying to love them, but it doesn't mean I love them.
Why?
Because I don't love them.
But it says you must.
I know it says that.
So, then what do you do?
So how do I start loving him already?
Him? No, the other. It says you must. What do I do if I don't? So first of all, the fact that I don't love anyone, that in the very least, that's natural. We learn that thankfully this is what the Creator did. That's the Creator. Now, from now on, can I do something about it? It says yes. What? I have to reach love. What does it mean to achieve love?
I'm trying. How? Every minute and for 2 hours, I'm just more cruel than I was before.
Very good. This is called the revelation of truth.
Oh, I love you. Tell me the truth.
No, no, no. You hate me.
No, no. I can't hear that.
That's... No. Okay. Let's look at it like that. The fact that we don't love everyone besides ourselves, that's true. That's truth. There's just degrees, more or less, but everyone only cares for himself. Or the other can see that he sees. You can only see the other if you see a benefit in that. So what do you do? We can only ask for the help of the upper light. How do we obligate him? By participating in the group. In the group above my desire, and it's like, I don't want it, and so on. Doesn't matter. Build a framework. Connect. And through it, you can turn to the Creator. Only that way you can receive a response, and everything will fall into place. You see, after all, you have an action connecting to the group, through the group to the Creator. From the Creator, he influences you through the group again, and then that's it. Bit by bit, it takes years. A year, 2 years, 3 years, can happen, but that's how it works. Kabbalists are exploring this for almost 6,000 years. It works. We are moving to the next part, right? The article, the piece.
And we'll sing a song first.
שכל איש ידע שבו יש נר שדולק ואין נרו שלו כנר חברו צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמול ולגלות את אור הנר ברבים להעיר לבבות רק ניצוץ לא ידליק את אור האהבה אבל יחד יהיה לכם קומה של קדושה רק בינינו נדליק את אור האהבה לשלבת גדולה ידע שבו יש נר שדולם ונרו שלו כנר חברו צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמול ולגלות את אור הנר ברבים להעיר רק ניצוץ לא ידליק את אור האהבה אבל יחד תהיה לכם קומה של קדושה רק בינינו נדליק את אור האהבה לשלבת גדולה